Good morning, beloved. In Psalm 120, we hear the psalm of ascent. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. God, we thank you that you hear the cries of your people who seek to walk by faith. We thank you that the manifestation of our faith in you, the God of love, is that we would seek to be merciful, forgiving, and courageous among those whom we get to sojourn. We pray for the nation of Ethiopia, that as they experience the same tensions that the psalmist experienced centuries before they were alive, that you would impart saving faith to them. God, as the nation goes through social, political, and economic crises that were especially seen in the war with Eritrea, that cost Ethiopia so much money, so many lives, and brought so little gain, we're praying that you would establish the church as a place that would be a refuge for young people, for kingdom worshipers, for Bible translators, for Somali, for Hereya, for the Afar regions, for the Oromia, and for those in the Southwest to see that Jesus Christ is the one who is distressed so that they might have peace. We pray that the cross would galvanize the 85 million people who live just above Kenya to be ambassadors of reconciliation among their neighbors. And that is, they are adjacent to Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen, and Djibouti. They would be able to sing of the one who makes all things new. Please, Lord God, we cry out, be merciful, and deliver our brothers and sisters in Ethiopia. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, beloved.